This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA is working hard to ensure that pigs don't fly this holiday season by encouraging international travelers not to bring pork products back with them to the United States. We will hear more with Fernando Lugo of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
International travelers are not to bring pork products back with them to the U.S., says Fernando Lugo of the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
This is a disease that can resist extreme conditions, even hot and cold temperatures. So it doesn't matter if you cook the pork meat, even if it's frozen, the virus can survive. So it's very important that when you travel, don't bring any pork products with you. Some of these products include sausages, bacon, ham, roasted pork, pasteles. The people put chunks of pork meat, the pasteles. So please, during this holiday season, do not bring or ship any pork products.
USDA is working to keep African swine fever, which would threaten the U.S. pork industry if an outbreak were to occur, from entering the United States. Lugo says that travelers returning from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands should be especially cautious.
USDA is very concerned with the African swine fever. This is a highly contagious virus that is killing pigs all over the world. In September 2021, USDA issued a federal order declaring Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands a protection zone. With the detection of the ASF in the Dominican Republic in July 2021, the intention was to protect and safeguard U.S. swine industry. It is very important for USDA APHIS to protect this industry.
Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands are part of a protection zone designated to create a barrier to keep ASF from entering the U.S. mainland. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.